Good afternoon, everyone.
下午好。
So good to see all of you. May God's peace be with you.
很高兴见到大家，愿神的平安与你们同在。
The last few times I was here, I have been speaking to you from the book of Joshua.
前几次我在这里的时候，我跟大家分享约书亚记。
So today I want to talk to you about the book of Judges.
今天我想跟大家分享四师记。
So I want to make a comparison contrast between the two books, and as we do that, you will get a very clear idea of what the book of Judges is about.
我今天我想比较这两本书，大家可以看到这两本书的对比。
The contrast, the book of Joshua is a book of victory.
约书亚记是关于得胜。
Conquest, remember the conquest of Jericho.
大家记得在约书亚记里去战胜了耶利哥城。
But the book of Judges is about failures, it's about defeat.
但是四师记讲到的是失败和被打败。
The book of Joshua is about God's people living in faith.
约书亚记是讲到神的子民有神的相信神。
But the book of Judges is about God's people living in disobedience.
但是四师记里讲到神的子民却生活在不顺服里。
In the book of Joshua, remember how it ended? It ended by Joshua saying, "As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." And everybody says, "Yes, we are with you. We will serve the Lord with you."
大家记得约书亚记在最后，约书亚说：“至于我和我的全家要侍奉神。”以色列民说：“是的，我们也要一样。”
In the book of Judges. Look at this verse. This is the last verse in the book of Judges.
大家来看四师记的最后一节。
In those days, Israel had no king. All the people did whatever seemed right in their own eyes.
在那时候以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
What happened to God's people? What went wrong?
对于神的子民，到底发生了什么事情？
So let me read you today's passage, Joshua chapter 2, verses 11 to 14, and then 18 to 20.
今天我们来读四师记第二章11到14节，然后18到
Okay, let me read verse 11. The Israelites did evil in the Lord's sight and served the images of Baal. They abandoned the Lord, the God of their ancestors, who had brought them out of Egypt. They went after other gods, worshipping the gods of the people around them, and they angered the Lord. They abandoned the Lord to serve Baal and the images of Ashtoreth.This made the Lord burn with anger against Israel. So he handed them over to raiders who stole their possessions. Verse 18. Whenever the Lord raised up a judge over Israel, he was with that judge and rescued the people from their enemies throughout the judge's lifetime. For the Lord took pity on his people who were burdened by oppression and suffering. But when the judge died, the people returned to their corrupt ways,behaving worse than those who had lived before them. They went after other gods, serving and worshipping them, and they refused to give up their evil practices and stubborn ways. So the Lord burned with anger against Israel.
让我们一起来读四师记二章十一到十四节，十八到二十节。十一节，以色列人行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，去侍奉诸巴利。离弃了领他们出埃及地的耶和华他们列祖的神，去叩拜别神，就是视为列国的神，惹耶和华发怒，并离弃耶和华，去侍奉巴利和亚斯他录。耶和华的怒气向以色列人发作，就把他们交在抢夺他们的人手中。十八节，耶和华为他们兴起士师，就与那士师同在。士师在世的一切日子，耶和华拯救他们脱离仇敌的手。 他们因受欺压饶害就哀声叹气，所以耶和华后悔了。直至士师死后，他们去转去行恶，比他们列祖更甚，去侍奉叩拜别神，总不断绝顽梗的恶行。于是耶和华的怒气向以色列人发作。
May God bless the reading of His word. So this is a good summary of the book of Judges.
这几段经文是对士师记的一个总结。
Because in here, these verses, we see a cycle.
在这里我们看到一个周期，一个循环。
The first thing that appears in the cycle is God's people would sin against the Lord and they would worship other idols.
这个周期的开始是以色列民开始犯罪敬拜偶像。
Then God would hand them over to their enemies. They would live in bondage.
然后神就把他们交在他们的敌人手中，他们就为奴。
Then God's people would cry out to the Lord for help.
然后神的子民就会向神呼喊，寻求帮助。
Then God would deliver them through a judge out of their enemies' hands.
神就赐他们士师来帮助他们脱离困苦。
Then there will be a time of peace for God's people.
然后就有国中会有一段太平时间。
And what happens when God's people live in peace and everything's going well? They would sin again and they would leave God.
当神的子民生活在太平当中，他们就开始犯罪。
So we see this cycle of sin repeating itself again and again in the book of Judges.
所以我们在士师记里看到这个罪的循环是不断的在重现。
Now it would be nice if the cycle of sin ended in the book of Judges, but you and I know that it kept going and going, and today it is still going on in our lives.
我们真的希望这个罪的这个循环能够在士师记里停住，但是我们知道并没有停住，一直到今天为止。
Do you see the cycle of sin in the lives today?
大家有没有看到，在生活中罪的循环，或者说属灵的这种衰退，在现今生活当中没有？
Let me give you some examples.
我给大家举一些例子。
Somebody who has a need.For control.
有的人是非常想要控制别人。
Anybody here? Any control freaks here in this room? Full of Chinese people?
我们中国人有中间有没有想要控制别人？
Have you noticed that control freaks, they become perfectionist? Anybody here? Perfectionist?
这些想要控制别人的人都是想要变成很完美的一种。
And so,Because there's a great need to make sure that things go according to their ways. But what happens when things, you know, the truth is only God is in control and things never go the way we planned.
这种人多半是想让他自己的方式来做的完完美美，但是我们知道神是在掌权，他们并没有控制这个世界。
And when things fall apart, what do they do?
当他们做不了的时候，他们会怎么样的反应呢？
They try harder to control. They control their husbands, wives. They control their children. They control everything. They try harder, and the cycle continues.
他们就控制他们的先生，或者控制他们的太太，或者孩子们，这样就不断的重复这样的一个恶性循环。
Insecurities.Anybody struggling with insecurities here?
我们知道我们有这种没有这种平安的感觉。
When somebody struggles with insecurities, for example, some of them would look for securities in a relationship.
因为我们没有安全感，我们就在想在与人与人关系当中找到这种安全感。
But only God can give us true security. But when we try to find that security in somebody else, we will never find it.
我们知道只有神能给我们真正的安全感。我们如果在人的身上想要找到安全感，我们是找不到的。
But we demand in our relationship, we demand that person to meet our needs.
但是我们要求那个人，我们要求人来给我们安全感，满足我们的愿望。
And because of that, that relationship eventually will break down.
但最后与人与人之间的关系就会破裂。
And what happens when that relationship breaks down?
当这个关系破裂的时候，
we become more insecure.
我们就更加的没有这种安全感。
And so we dive deeper into another relationship to find security.
我们就会再去找一个关系，找一个朋友。
Another example.
再给大家一个例子。
Some of us struggling with the sin in our lives for a while.
我们当中有人为我们的生活当中的罪在挣扎。
When you struggle with the sin for a period of time, you become guilty. You feel you are unworthy before God.
当我们为罪挣扎的时候，我们感到我们好像我们的生命不值得，我们不能在神的面前站立得住。
And guilt drives us away from God. You don't read your Bible anymore. We don't pray anymore. We feel so distant from God.
我们就认为我们不配做神的儿女，我们就不再读经，不再祷告，离神更远。
And our faith becomes so weak to the point that when temptation comes, we immediately jump into sin. We will sin again.
我们的信仰变得是非常的脆弱。当有试探过来的时候，我们就跌倒。
And when that happens, we feel even more guilty, and we feel even more distant from God.
这样我们就感到我们更有这种负罪感，我们离神就更远。
I think all of us can relate to this cycle of sin in our lives and in other people's lives.
我想我们每一个人都会体会到这种罪的循环，这种属灵的衰落。
Now, if you remember the passage we read, it tells us that the people will return to their corrupt ways, and it says, behaving worse than those who had lived before them.
在经节里讲到，这些人会回到他们过去的那种犯罪，甚至比以前做得更甚。
And that's the scary thing, is that sin never stays where it is, because it always takes us deeper than we want to go.
因为我们知道罪恶永远不会让我们停留在原地，会把我们带得更远。
So I want us to ask this question. How can we break the cycle of sin in our lives?
我想问大家一个问题，我们怎么样能停止属灵的这种衰退呢？
What spiritual lessons can we learn from the people in the book of Judges and stop this downward spiral?
我们从士师记里能学习到怎么样能够停止这个属灵的衰落。
The first is this: don't just obey, but obey God with your heart. Obey God wholeheartedly.
我们今天要学习的第一点是，不单单听从，更是要用心来顺服。
Look at Exodus chapter 23:33.
让我们来看出埃及记23章。32-33节
God's command to his people, do not make a covenant with them or with their gods. Do not let them live in your land, or they will cause you to sin against me, because the worship of their gods will certainly be a snare to you.
神命令他的子民说，不可和他们并他们的神立约，他们不可在你的地上，恐怕他们使你得罪我。你若侍奉他们的神，这必成为你们的网罗。
God's instruction is very clear. Drive them out. Don't have anything to do with them. Don't let them stay with you. Drive them out of your land.
神的命令是非常的清楚的。他对以色列人说，把这些外邦人要赶出去，不要与他们生活在一起。
But look at these verses. Verse 21, the Benjamites, however, did not drive them out. 27, Manasseh did not drive them out. 29, nor did Ephraim drive them out. Neither did Zebulun drive them out. Nor did Asher drive them out. Neither did Naphtali drive them out.
我们在士师记第一章21节到33节里看到，便雅连人没有赶出耶路撒冷的人，马拿西没有赶出伯善的居民，以法莲没有赶出住在基色的迦南人，西布伦没有赶出基伦的居民，亚瑟没有赶出西顿的居民，拿弗他利没有赶出博士麦和亚伯纳的居民。
They failed to drive out these people.
以色列人没有把这些外邦人赶出。
No, they waged war against these people.
以色列人与这些外邦人征战。
So they did drive out some of them.
他们的确是驱逐了驱赶了一批。
Did they obey God?
他们有没有顺服神呢？
Yes, but not completely.
是的，但是没有完全的顺服。
And the truth is this, when it comes to obedience, partial obedience equals no obedience in God's eyes.
关于顺服，这部分的顺服就等于不顺服。
The danger of partial obedience is sometimes we pick and choose what we want to obey.
这种部分的顺服的问题就在于我们是要选择哪些顺服，哪些不顺服。
And the danger of that is sometimes we may fool ourselves in thinking that yes, we've already obeyed God, when in God's eyes, we have not obeyed Him.
这种部分顺服的危险就是有的时候我们认为我们自己在顺服神，但是神却说我们并不顺服他。
See, these people, they allowed these foreigners, these pagans to live with them, even though it was no big deal at that time. However, these people would eventually turn them against God.
这里的问题就是这些外邦人、外国人与以色列人混住在一起，时间长了以后，这些外邦人的习俗就让以色列人犯罪。
Something, it seems as if it was no big deal at the beginning, but it led them to a point where they look back and say, what happened? We never intended for that to happen.
开始混住在一起好像没有什么问题，但是时间长了以后，以色列人才意识到这是一个非常大的问题。
Look at this quote about sin.
我们来看一个关于罪恶的一段话。
It says, sin will take you further than you want to go. It will keep you longer than you want to stay. And it will cost you more than you want to pay.
这里讲到，罪会把你带得更远，让你停留得更长，让你付的代价更多。
If we allow sin to stay in our lives, in our heart, it will grow and it will eventually consume us.
如果我们让罪留在我们的生活，留在我们的心里，那它最后会增长，能够占据我们的全身心。
Are there Canaanites in your life?
你们的生活当中有没有迦南人？
Something that you refuse to drive out?
那些你不愿意驱逐，不愿意去掉的东西。
Something that you tell yourself, I know God doesn't like it, God's not pleased with it, but it's okay, I can manage it.
那些你知道，你说神呐，我知道你不喜欢，不喜悦，但是呢，我可以控制得住。
It's no big deal, I can handle it.
那不是什么大问题，我可以来处理。
And see, it's this attitude of half-hearted obedience that eventually just opened up a floodgate of disasters in their lives.
像这种不是这种部分的顺服，不是全心的顺服，最后就让罪就完全的进到你的生活当中。
And it affected not just them, but the people around them.
而且这不但关乎到以色列人他们自己，而且关乎到周遭的人。
And that's what sin can do. Sometimes when we deal with sin, we say it's okay. It will not affect anybody. Nobody has to know about it. It will just affect me.
我们很多时候面对罪的时候，我们在说这个事情只是关乎到我自己，不会影响到别人。
But today we're going to see that sin affected the people around them. And what's most the saddest thing is that it affected their children, their second generation.
但是我们在这里可以学习到罪影响到以色列人，还影响到以色列周遭的居民。不但如此，还影响到以色列的后代。
Look at verse 10. It says, after that whole generation had died, another generation grew up, who knew neither the Lord nor what he had done for Israel.
我们自己来看四世纪的第二章第十节，那世代的人也都归了自己的列祖，后来有别的世代兴起，不知道耶和华，也不知道耶和华为以色列人所做的所行的事。
The second lesson we can learn from them is this: don't just go through the motion of worship, but really worship, worship with our lives.
我们今天要学习的第二点是，不要单单的敬拜，更是要用你的生命来敬拜。
How could this be? How can their children do not know the Lord?
以色列的后代怎么能不知道神呢？
What it's talking about here is not just knowledge type of knowing, but it's an experiential type of knowing.
我们这里谈的不是知识上的 知觉知道，而是生活中的经历。
Because these people, they grew up going to the tabernacle to worship God with their parents.
你知道这些以色列的后代和他的父母一起到帐幕里去敬拜神。
Could it be that they knew about God up here, but they did not know God here in their heart? They did not have a personal relationship with God.
会不会是这样的情形呢？他们在脑子里、头脑里知道神的存在，但是在他们的心里。他们并不知道神的作为。
Could it be that they only heard about God working, but they failed? They did not see God working in their parents' lives.
有没有这样的可能？他们听说过神的一些作为，但是在他们的生命当中，他没有经历，他和他的父母这一辈没有经历神的作为。
Here's a beautiful passage that speaks of a king, a good king named Abaziah.
这里有一段经文讲到一个王，这个王是叫亚玛谢行。
2 Kings 14:3 it says, He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord. In everything, he followed the example of his father, Joash.
在列王记下14章第三节里，我们读到亚玛谢行耶和华眼中看为正的事。来效法他父约阿使一切所行的。
Now, if you look at that verse carefully, I underline a few words.
我们来仔细看一下这篇经文。
If I replace those words, let's say with another person's name, with my name.
我们把其中有一人的名字改成我们自己的名字。
For example, my girls, all right, my four girls, they did what was right in the eyes of the Lord. In everything, they followed the examples of their daddy, Solomon. Wow!
比如说，所罗门把女儿的名字放在这里，说这些女儿们行耶和华眼中看为正的事，效法他父所罗门牧师。
Everything, they follow everything I did, the way I drive, the way I handle stress in my life. You mean they follow everything I did?
这些女儿真的效法，她父所罗门牧师一切所行的吗？像开车，像能够忍住她的发怒。
But you see, isn't that how God has designed it to be? Isn't that how God wants us?To pass down our faith to the people around us and to our second generation.
这也就是神希望我们所做的，让我们把对神的信心能够传到我们的下一代当中。
In preparation for this message, I asked some people this question.
在准备今天的信息的时候，我就问了一些人一些问题。
This question is.Share an example of how faith in Jesus was successfully passed down to you.
这个问题就是，能不能分享一个你对主耶稣的信心，从你的长辈成功的传到你身上的例子。
So these are some of the answers I got, and I'm just going to read them to you.
这是我得到的一些答案。
This person says, My parents are the prime example of this.Seeing how they live their life and put all their trust and faith in God, grew my own faith over the years.
这个人写道，他说，我看到我的父母是我的一个主要的一个榜样，我看到他们在生活当中信靠主，信靠耶稣，也就给了我很大的鼓励。
She said, seeing how they completely trusted God and depended on God, let me experience firsthand that of God's presence in our lives.
他说，我看到我父母完全的信靠主，那我就希望我的生命中能够也一样的经历的主。
This next person says this about her family. Faith in God was passed on to me through seeing absolute devotion through the toughest times.
另一个人写道，他说，对主的信心是因为在我们家里发生一个很困难的事，我们经历到的。
She says, during those times, I saw very little anger expressed in my family.
当这种事情发生的时候，我的父母没有发怒。
However, there was a lot of patience and prayer.
我的父母是有很有耐心，有不断的祷告。
And this is something I firmly believe is one of many true signs that God is present in one's life.
这也就是告诉我，神是存在的。
And there are many, many examples, and I got to see that, wow, a lot of times faith is being passed down during difficult times and how we respond in difficult times.
这也就让我想到，是的，在很多的时候，信心是当我们遇到困难的时候，从我们的长辈那里传到我们这里。
Now, I did not just ask them one question.
我没有只问他们一个问题。
Because when I ask this question, I also want to know the opposite of this question.
当我问这个问题的时候，我也想问一个反的问题。
I asked them, how was faith unsuccessfully passed down to you?
我也会问一个，对主耶稣的信心，没有从长辈传到你们身上的例子有没有？
One person said this about his parents. They serve God a lot in the church.
一个人说到他的父母在教会里侍奉神，有很多的侍奉。
He said, my parents neglect their children and each other after a long day of serving because they are just too tired.
他写到他的父母因为在教会侍奉很多，就忽视了他们的家庭的孩子和家庭。
He said,
因为他们很累。
Especially when they fight.
他们还争吵。
When they fight, you can hardly sense the love, the joy, and the peace of God.
当他们争吵的时候，你真是看不见在他们身上神的喜乐、平安和爱。
Someone says, yeah, people where they would talk about Christ, but you don't see any fruit, any change in their lives.
有人还写到，他说，有的人经常讲到神，但是在他们身上、生命当中并没有结果实。
See, people need to see from us worshiping God, not just with our lips, not just singing some songs, but they need to see us worshiping God with our lives.
我们敬拜神不是光是唱唱歌、念念诗，而是要从我们的心里。
Let's look at the third lesson we can learn from them. It says, don't just regret, but repent.
我们今天的第三个重点是不要单单后悔，更是要回转。
Look at verses 20 to 22. Here, the Lord was angry with Israel and said, because this nation has violated the covenant I ordained for their ancestors and has not listened to me, I will no longer drive out before them any of the nations Joshua left when he died. I will use them to test Israel and see whether they will keep the way of the Lord and walk in it as their ancestors did.
我们看士师记第二章二十节，于是耶和华的怒气向以色列发作，他说，因这民违背我吩咐他们列祖所守的约，不听从我的话，所以约书亚死的时候所剩下的各族，我并不再从他们面前赶出，唯要 借此试验以色列人，看他们肯照他们列祖谨守遵行我的道不肯。
See, do you see the purpose of God sending them trials is to test their faith and is to hopefully get them to turn from their evil ways and change their ways and come back to God.
这里我们看到神让他们受到这些挫折，是为了要试验这些以色列人，让他们能够回转。
Look at this next passage. Look at what they did. Chapter 2, verse 1 to 5. I'm going to read from verses 3 to 5. It says, Now I declare that I will no longer drive out the people living in your land. They will be thorns in your sides. Their gods will be a constant temptation to you. When the angel of the Lord finished speaking to all the Israelites, the people wept loudly. So they called the place Bochim, which means weeping.
我们再看四世纪二章一到五节，我们从第三节开始读。因此我又说，我必不将他们从你们面前赶出，他们必做你们肋下的荆棘，他们的神必做你们的网罗。耶和华的使者向以色列众人说这话的时候，百姓就放声而哭，于是给那个地方起名叫波金，就是哭的意思。
They cried so much to the point thatThey named that place a place of weeping.
他们在那里哭，是如此的，他们就，那个地方，他们就给那地方起名叫，就是哭的意思。
But the problem was they just cried, they just shed tears, but they never changed their behavior.Nothing changed. They just simply regret about the punishment that they would receive from God.
但是问题是，是的，他们在哭，他们在痛哭，但是他们并没有回转，他们只是在后悔他们以前做的事。
Look at this passage from Joel chapter 2, verses 12 to 13. God speaking here. God says, "Return to me with all your heart."And with fasting and weeping and mourning, and tear open your heart, not your garments.
我们再来看一节，约珥书二章十二到十三节，耶和华说：虽然如此，你们应当禁食、哭泣、悲哀，一心归向我。你们要撕裂心肠，不撕裂衣服。
God says, don't just feel bad about your sins.But change your life, become a new person.
神说，你们不是要单单觉得罪不好，你们要改变，要回转。
And that's what God wants to see in our lives. When we go through trials and difficult times, God wants us to come back to Him, repent of our sins, and turn to Him.
神是要我们在我们生命当中遇到挫折、遇到困难的时候，让我们能回到。他的面前回转。
Let me end today's sermon with our last point, number 4. Don't just admire, but embrace Jesus.
我们分享第四点，就是不要单单的喜欢，而是要接受主耶稣。
If there's one thing that is obvious in the book of Judges, is that God's people, and that includes us, we all fall short.
四世纪里我们学习到神的子民包括我们每一个人我们都亏欠了神的荣耀
No matter how hard we try we sin and we fail before God and we need God's supernatural help in our lives
不论我们多么的努力我们还是失败还是会犯罪我们需要神的大能
And that's why in the book of Judges you see God was sentJudges to deliver his people.
所以在四世纪里，我们看到神就赐士师来帮助以色列人。
Now, we're going to look at two people here, Moses and Joshua.
我们来看两个人，一个是摩西，一个是约书亚。
Moses represents law, the law.
摩西代表律法。
Remember Moses on Mount Sinai, he carried the Ten Commandments.
记得摩西在西乃山吗？他带着那个十诫的法版。
And the Bible tells us The law cannot save us. The law cannot deliver us.
神在透过圣经对我们说，律法不能拯救我们。
And so Moses did not go into the promised land.
我们也知道摩西并没有进到应许之地。
Because the law only points us to God. The law only shows us how much we need God.
这个律法只是指向神，指向我们需要神。
And that's why Moses, he stood from afar and he looked at the promised land and he pointed God's people to the promised land.
我们也知道摩西远远地看着看着应许之地，让他的子民准备进入应许之地。
And who was it that took God's people into the promised land?
那是谁带领神的子民进入应许之地呢？
It was Joshua.
是约书亚。
Now Joshua is simply an Old Testament name for the New Testament name, Jesus.
约书亚，也就是在旧约里约书亚，他的名字和新约的耶稣名字是一样的。
The ultimate judge, the ultimate savior is Joshua, Jesus Christ.
所以，最后的拯救就是约书亚，或者说是耶稣基督。
How all of us, we are all in our sins. We need the judge, the ultimate judge, Jesus Christ, to come into our lives to save us from our sins.
所以我们每一个人需要这个约书亚，需要这个士师，也就是主耶稣基督来到我们的心中来拯救我们。
And that's the gospel, the good news of the Bible, the good news of God is that Jesus Christ came to save us from our sins. We need him. We cannot go on without him.
这就是圣经中的福音，也就是说主耶稣来到我们当中，我们需要他的拯救。
Who is Jesus to you today?
那么我要问的问题是，主耶稣对你来说是他是一个什么样的人？
And I know that we all know the Sunday school answers, but I'm not interested in Sunday school answers. Who is Jesus to you according to the way you live your life?
那么你们的生活我们在也许在主日学习到关于主耶稣的一些故事，但是我想问的是，在你们生活当中，主耶稣到底意味着什么？
Some people treat Jesus as simply a good teacher because Jesus has many good teachings.
有的人把主耶稣作为是一个很好的教师，因为他有很多好的教导。
They like Jesus because Jesus gave them a lot of wisdom to the way they should live their lives.
因为主耶稣给他们很多教训，很多智慧，让他们能过一个好的生活。
Some people treat Jesus as their miracle worker.
有的人认为耶稣是一个能够做歧视的
They only come to Jesus when they need to get a good grade in school.
他们想要考试分数好的时候就来求主耶稣。
When they're desperate, when they need something, they come to Jesus because he is their miracle worker.
所以他们需要帮助的时候就来到主耶稣面前，因为他们认为主耶稣是一个能做神迹奇事的人。
See, the question to us is, well, who really is Jesus to us?
所以我们的问题，我们的自己的问题就是，我们认为主耶稣是谁？
There's a story in the book of Luke. It talks about there are two people. The Pharisee invited Jesus over to his house for dinner, and then there was a sinful woman.Who appeared in the midst of this dinner party and washed Jesus' feet with her hair?
在路加福音里，我们读到，西门彼得和法利赛人还有主耶稣，在一起聚餐的时候，有一个犯罪的一个女人用她的头发在洗和泪水洗主耶稣的脚。
And in this story, you see a beautiful contrast of two people, the way they treated Jesus.
在这里我们看到一个很好的对比，两种人对主耶稣的态度。
Simon the Pharisee, he was cordial with Jesus. He treated Jesus as an important guest to his house.
哦，这个西门是一个法利赛人，他很热情地邀请主耶稣。
But this woman, she bowed at Jesus' feet. She wept before Jesus.
但是这个女人，她是跪在主耶稣的面前，她痛哭。
She treated Jesus as her savior.
她把主耶稣作为她的救主。
And may the lesson of the book of Judges teach us that it's Jesus that we really desperately need. We cannot go on without Jesus.
我希望今天我们学习四世纪给我们一个很好的功课，就是我们需要主耶稣。
Only Jesus can deliver us from our cycle of sin.
只有主耶稣能够打破我们属灵的这种衰落。
So let's live our lives not treating Jesus simply as a good teacher, simply as a miracle worker, but as our Savior.
所以让我们不要再把主耶稣认为是一个是一个教师或者是一个做神迹奇事的，而是把主耶稣作为我们的救主。
And let's truly worship Him not just with our lips, but with our lives.
让我们来真正的敬拜他，不是用我们的嘴唇，而是用我们的心，我们的生命。
Amen. Let's sing this song in Christ alone, and let's just sing so everybody can read the words. Hey, this is a beautiful song in Christ alone.
我们大家一起来唱啊，在主，在基督里。
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, fight through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. One more time. In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, fight through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand.
Let's
pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you are our all in all.
主耶稣基督，你是一切的一切。
You are our Savior. We cannot live our lives one minute, one second without you.
你是救主，我们在生命中一分一秒都不能离开你。
I pray that, Lord, you would open the eyes of our heart and help us to see how beautiful, how glorious you are.
主耶稣，我们祷告，打开我们心灵的眼，让我们看到你的美和善。
Help us to see how much we need you.
让我们看到我们生命中需要你。
Help us to come before you with broken, with humble hearts.
让我们来到你面前，带着一颗破碎的心。
Lord, we really, really need you in our lives.
主啊，我们需要，我们的在生命中需要你。
Help us to abide in you.
让我们能够在你的中间。
Help us to always strive to live in your presence.
让我们能够努力地活在你的中间。
Help us not to rely on our own strength and our own wisdom, but help us to rely on you.
帮助我们，让我们不单单不靠我们自己，而是靠你。
Help us to treat you like our Savior.
让我们能够对你作为是我们的救主。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，下午好。
I think God is being very gracious to us to give us double blessings today.
神真是对我们非常的赐福，给我们一份双重的祝福。
First, we have Pastor Solomon to bring God's word to us.
首先，我们有所罗门牧师给我们带来神的信息。
Reminding us that we should regard our Jesus as an approachable Savior versus a religious leader.
提醒我们，我们要把主耶稣作为一个我们可以接近的救主，而不是只是一个宗教的一个领袖。
And also we thank God for giving us a very nice weather today.
同时我们也感谢主给我们一个美好的天气。
For those who did not go to warm places like California, at least we enjoy the real summer weekend.
对那些没有到一些像加州度假的人，我们这里也有同样好的天气。
So that when school starts in the week, you won't complain, right?
所以当一个星期以后开学的时候，你们也不用抱怨了。
Yeah. So let's give a hand to appreciate and thank Pastor Solomon for coming. Then we, that's what we usually do during this time to welcome visitors and friends and family members.Who are here with us the first time.
我们首先来看欢迎新来第一次来到我们当中的人。
We start with people on my right hand side.
我们右边看有没有第一次来的，请你站起来自我介绍一下，谢谢。
Olivia and Alice.
我们欢迎你。
Welcome. So, both Sandy and Henry are full-time pastors serving in the South Bay Christian Church.
Sandy, 他们两位
Sandy and Henry
都是在南加州，都是全职牧师。
So, and they have three lovely kids.
他们有三个可爱的孩子
，and two very beautiful friends，
有两个，非常有两个朋友。
They came up here to attend a wedding。
他们到这里来参加一个婚礼。
One of their youth group person is now going to the Taiwanese church, Isaac。
他们教会的一个青年组的一位已经来到这里。
And then he's old enough now getting married. They will have a wedding this afternoon.
然后就要结婚了。
Yeah, so we welcome them to worship with us today.
欢迎他们能与我们一起敬拜神。
We also welcome those families who came back from vacation.
我们也欢迎那些度假回来的一些家庭。
中伟郭凡一家，
中伟郭凡
，and 还有我们大连的那位朋友一家，好，欢迎你们。先生也在这里面吗？刚才有看到他了，欢迎你们平安回来哈，欢迎。On my left hand side, anyone that's first time or return from. Okay, we have another friend. Okay, we also welcome you.
欢迎
moving to this area. Yeah. Okay. Anyone else? Everyone's here and happy with not going to vacation? Okay, good. For this 2 months, July and August, we'll all meet here in the combined services because lots of families are traveling.
我们7月8月是在这里敬拜, 因为,
this family, this weekend, we remember those who took their kids to college over the weekend.
我们今天为那些, 要带孩子去上大学的一些家庭。